So there you go. It's kind of a slow start to the office day. I think the folks down at Candy 95 are not working today, so Chase has time, and he's wandering down, and we're just talking about stuff. Just off the air, just chatting. Actually, we do see each other face-to-face every once in a while, and
yes,
usually
we do.
Happens during news or whatever. And so we're talking about NASA and just the generational difference. And we've had this discussion somewhat on the air, is that younger generations like Chase don't necessarily see the value, but do understand how people who are the same age as Tom and I are, that NASA made a significant difference in a very short period of time. And so after Chase leaves to go do the news, Tom and I start thinking about the original Mercury astronauts.
Right.
And, you know, how many of those you can name?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is kind of like, I don't know, reciting a color chart or something. It's one of those things that you might learn and you never forget. And so, Tom, you started off.
Seven of them, right?
Yeah.
Well, though, originally there were three.
Yeah.
You had Grissom, Glenn, and Shepard.
Well, originally there were seven, but
yeah,
those were the manned guys, and that's how we knew
about them. And then you had the seven that were depicted in the right stuff.
Well, there was Scott Carpenter and Wallace Shorah, and Wallace Shorah, you know, stayed around for a long time, and Gordon Cooper.
Right.
And then Deke Slayton, who was one of them, and I think was off for a while, but then got reinstated. But then, of course, as you move on to the later missions, there were other astronauts who we came to know, like Tom Hanks,
Gary Sinise,
Fred Ward.
That's right. You go back to
Fred Ward?
Fred Ward was one of those in Apollo 13.
Right. Yeah. And Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon. He was an astronaut.
No,
yeah.
No. Bill Paxton played Fred Hayes on Apollo 13. I don't think Fred Ward was an astronaut.
Okay, we'll go in. All right. Okay, go ahead. And so then we go into things that weren't even NASA.
There was a movie called Marooned, if you remember, with James Franciscus.
Exactly.
And Gene Hackman and Richard Crenna.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And was that the one where they faked landing on the moon? Is that the one?
No, that's the one where they were up there and they couldn't get back and somebody had to sacrifice themselves.
That's right.
And Richard Crenna left the spaceship.
All of those things.
Took one for the team.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Fred Ward was in The Right Stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's right. Fred Ward was in The Right Stuff.
He played an astronaut in there, so there you go. That's it. That's what I got for you as far as
so we remember all those people. Because Tom Hanks did say, you know.
He did.
Yeah.
Houston,
we have a problem.
Well, in what, you know, if you want to get real technical.
Yeah.
That is what Tom Hanks said.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It was Jack Swigert that said, Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's the others. Ed Harris, Scott Glenn, Sam Shepard. They were all astronauts, too.
Ed Harris was in both The Right Stuff and Apollo 13.
Yeah, so there.
You're right.
And you know
what? He moved from flying them to being the whole flight director.
Yeah, and that's right. And before she got real fat, Kathy Baker was she
an astronaut?
Yeah, no, she was Louise Shepard. She played Alan Shepard's wife, so just saying.
Oh. So there. Kathy Baker got fat?
Yeah. Kathy Bates is who you're thinking.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking Kathy Bates. She did get fed.
Wow. Yeah, Kathy Bates did. Kathy Baker did.
10 television series that have been on too long. That have been on too long.
Uh-huh.
All right? See how you like this.
Okay.
X-Files. Is that still on?
I didn't know that was on.
So. With the redhead.
It says that lasted too long, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it could have been. But it was.
With the redheaded hottie.
Yeah,
right?
The Office.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that.
Did you see the new one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. No.
Oh, and by the way, or 30 Rock?
I saw it.
30 Rock was appropriately updated, by the way, on the kidnapping.
Oh, really?
Yep.
With Kim Jong-un?
Yep.
In best Korea?
Yep, absolutely. So there. Dexter, Friends, The Simpsons, Big Love, Weeds, Smallville, Roseanne, and Scrubs, all TV shows that stayed on too long.
Scrubs, yes. They stayed on too long.
Says The Simpsons is now in its 23rd year, which means if you started watching it at the age of 10...
and Chase did.
I'm not going to finish. That's fine. But it's brought us any number of audio drops that will be good for a long, long time.
Yes.
Nothing else. I mean, if The Simpsons comes on and I happen to watch it, I enjoy it. But I'm not quite like Tom and
no, not me.
I mean,
I'm
like
not a
like Chase and that other guy.
And Chip. Yeah. Chip Howard.
Don't be hating.
I'm not. Joe Paterno decided to speak.
Yeah, I heard that.
Washington Post. In hindsight, I wish I had done more. Okay. He said he was afraid of jeopardizing university policy. Quote, I didn't know which way to go. Backed away, turned it over to people I thought would have a little more expertise. Coach, we know what it was. How could you not know which way to go? Anyway, best less he says, the best it'd be for all of us, I think. Because, oh, and did you hear about this? Oh, my gosh. Somebody in the president's office at Penn State decided you need to go out and talk to the alumni about this. So the president of Penn State went to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Philadelphia, New York, and I'm sorry I can't remember the fourth city, but all in the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
to meet the alumni and explain to them this is not a Penn State scandal. This is a Jerry Sandusky scandal.
Well, you can, I mean, you know, that's where the big money comes from, and the money's drying up.
I guess they're sort of in panic mode right now. They all said, no, that's not right. And the problem is, it's going to start all over again once the trial gets going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're kind of in a resting period right now. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be the director of development for Pennsylvania State University?
Yeah, there have been a lot of phone calls. Hey, call me now. There's been a change. Scientists in New Guinea have discovered the world's smallest frog.
That's a heck of a segue you got there, Scott.
The world's smallest frog?
Yeah. Don't act like you're interested.
I don't know.
Was
it fit on the head of a needle?
I have no idea. Really. I have nothing else I can tell you about it.
Getting picked on by the other frogs?
Yeah.
Well, the frog legs still taste like chicken.
Yeah.
Can anyone see them?
Who was the previous winner?
Is it a bite-sized frog?
Yeah. Do you get little bitty warts?
Can you imagine the frog legs on that thing? Yeah. All right. Lady in Utah accused of disguising herself as a man to steal from her neighbors. 31-year-old charged
well, that's
with
sexist. Why does she have to disguise herself as a man?
Charged with donning a fake mustache, a man's suit, and a beanie hat.
Oh, I bet that fooled everyone.
A beanie hat? It must be a male. He's wearing a beanie. Police say that entered the neighbor's house on multiple occasions.
I'm picturing a beanie with a propeller, of course.
Well, of course. That's me, too.
Right. Well, but, I mean, beanies now, anything that's the skull caps that are popular are
technically are those
beanies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I'd prefer them with it. Why'd they put the propeller on there? Did you ever, I mean, unless you were that little kid in the Jetsons, why did you even have a propeller on there?
Elroy.
Hello?
Hey, that frog?
Yeah.
Smaller than an M&M, it's a little bit bigger than a pea.
What? How do you know that?
Because I was reading on it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Is it green? Do we know? Or?
Oh, it's funky colored.
Did you see pictures of it, did you?
Yeah, there's lots of pictures on National Geographic.
Ah, okay.
How do they know it's not just a baby?
Because they're smart.
Okay, there we go.
Frogs are smart.
It's a mature frog. This, you know,
remember, if you
frog
will,
knows
this,
stuff.
Remember, if you will, the story that we had last week about.
Yes, I know she means the scientists are smart and figured it out. So,
remember, if you will, the story that we had last week about the guy who's the tenured professor at the University of Yukon who just pretty much made up the stuff about red wine being good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
and how much money they'd gotten from that.
Yeah.
The real question is, does the frog, when no one else, when only one man is looking, don a top hat and sing, "Hello, my baby"? Remember that Warner Brothers cartoon?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
Please tell me you do.
No, I do.
Yeah. Don't just leave you out there.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think Chase has lost his mind.
He's talking about frogs and
he's
dance.
He's really off the deep end this time.
Yeah. Anyway, so the guy with the lady with put on the mustache and the suit and the beanie cap. Police say entered the neighbor's house on multiple occasions, stealing thousands of dollars in cash. Neighbors eventually set up security cameras, caught the woman on tape, then called police. Police say they later found the disguise in the woman's home, charged with two counts of burglary and theft. Got that going for you. Tom Hanks. Okay about that. Now.
Yeah. We'll be doing Golden Globes, of course, at Entertainment.
Oh, believe me, I was going to save
that
for you.
Yeah, there you go.
But Ricky Gervais, once again, apparently did a really, really good job.
Well, you know, he wasn't nearly as offensive as he was the year before.
What do you say? The Golden Globes is to the Oscars like Kim Kardashian is to somebody.
Is to Perry.
Yeah. Oh, it's to Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Yeah. Not Rick Perry. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, really. Never see those two in the same place, do you?
Yeah, but he wasn't nearly as offensive. Well, a little bit, but not nearly.
Here's something we prove every day on the radio show. It's widely believed that age-related memory loss begins around the age of 60. But new studies suggest it may actually start much earlier.
Oh, yeah. Joy.
Yeah, looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah.
According to a study published
looking forward to what?
Looking forward to forgetting it, yeah.
According to a study published in a journal that I can't remember the name of, it's it's the British Medical Journal.
Lancet.
Memory loss could begin as early as 45. Researchers studied thousands of government workers over a period of 10 years. Government workers? Okay. Over that time, men who were in their mid to late 40s when the testing began showed a 3.6% decline in mental reasoning compared to 9.5% decline among men in their mid to late 60s. After taking education level into account, the test shows that declines in memory, reasoning, and various measures of language fluency in all ages. Findings do show that people across age levels have some level of memory loss, no matter what, no matter how young you are. But they also show that the level declines among people in their 40s and 50s. It's very small.
What did you say there?
Either you guys saw 60 Minutes last night. They did one of these things about a 12-year-old kid who's a phenom.
And
I saw
the preview of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he really. Yeah. The thing is, this one, as happens quite often, though they're not socialized. This young man seemed to be very socialized for somebody as smart as he is, because he'd memorized like pi out to 200 digits. Did that in an afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll get you a date.
No, but I said this, he really is. He's very personable, and they showed him playing, you know, Guitar Hero and all that stuff. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. I forgot why I called.
Thank you. Okay.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?